Welcome to How Can We Help, the advice podcast hosted by two comedians who try their best and frankly do a really good job.
We try our best and do perfectly every time. Welcome to How We Can Help. And know what's great about this episode?
What's that?
We can really say hi, everyone, and know that people are listening because they're out now.
Yeah.
And we know people are listening. So hello out there. We know you're listening.
Yeah. Against my stated wishes, we finally started releasing the episodes. I wanted them to go directly into a vault.
Yeah. It wasn't Mark's... first choice to have our episodes released.
Yeah, I like to put all of my creations into a box and imagine that it torn to shreds.
Oh, not even a time capsule that
would
be preserved.
You know what? I want to do it like a time capsule, like the beginning of Titanic when Bill Paxton excavates the little box that has the drawing in it.
Oh, it was a drawing, right, but it was all mushy and shit.
Yeah, it was
shit.
Mushy and full of goo.
Yeah, ew. I'd be like closing that box and putting it right back where I found it.
You know what's fucked and that we don't talk about enough? That the beginning of Titanic is a full 30 minutes in the present. It's 30 minutes.
Oh, is it a whole 30?
It's
I haven't seen
30
it so
minutes
long.
Of Paxton going around in a cute little like futuristic
little
tiny
thing.
Submarine.
And he's being obviously cheeky.
Cheeky,
you know what? Let's introduce our guest
because
she would have a lot to say about this. Please welcome our guest, the fantastic and amazing, talented actor, writer, comedian, improviser.
Sewer excavator. slime lover.
It wasn't in the sewer.
It's Gwyn Phillips.
Hi, everyone. Just fresh from the sewer.
Of Wilson Phillips fame.
Of Wilson Phillips.
Now,
I
just
want to
say,
that.
I just want to say this about Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Because the arc of, yes, you're right. Like Bill Paxton's being like sassy and crude off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And the arc of that movie, it feels like the goal of James Cameron making that movie. The arc is Paxton and his cronies going from being yucksters and chuckleheads
right.
who are like, oh, look at
irreverent.
This. Yeah, irreverent about the Titanic
uh-huh.
being like, oh, look at this, look at that, look at this. And then they talk to an old lady and they're like, oh, yeah, I bet you got a story, lady. And then over the course of the movie, they're moved
mm-hmm.
yeah. by her 3-hour story.
3 hours later, we see them crying. We didn't even get to see their coming to Jesus moment.
Yeah, yeah.
We just see them now mid-tears.
So it feels to me like the project of that movie is James Cameron being like, the Titanic's just become a big joke. but when you really know the story like I do, good luck laughing.
Yeah, that was his thesis.
That was his thesis.
For making Titanic.
It feels like he's like holding your hand through the way of being like, still think it's funny?
Yeah.
Funny that it was the unsinkable ship that sunk?
The edge of his log line is that everyone else is laughing at the Titanic. But we're here to revere it.
Yeah.
Well, James Cameron was probably in a submarine for like 10 years prior to making it, just like
yeah.
looking at all of the artifacts from
I guess
the Titanic.
He was. He did
yeah.
have to go down
Wasn't
there.
Wasn't he like, I think he's still down there.
His cousin is my Aunt Nan.
Aunt what? Nan?
Yeah, his cousin is my great aunt by marriage.
And are they the cousins that live in Hockley Valley? Caledon, perhaps?
Yeah, from around there. She married my great uncle, my grandma's brother, who was like, they lived in Oshawa.
If I have to hear one more fucking story about your Aunt Nan, I'm going to scream.
Well, that's where Cal Hockley comes from.
Who's Cal
Who's
Hockley?
That?
The evil guy in Titanic, played by Billy Zane.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Oh. Billy Zane is Canadian. I always
yes,
forget that.
And so he was named
he
after James Cameron's family who lives in Caledon and or Hockley area where I grew up.
Oh, my God.
And that
God.
Was always the story going.
He made his family the villain?
Interesting.
Yeah, Cal Hockley, the evil.
Cal Hockley is such an evil name.
Yeah. He was so evil. I can't believe he like overturned that table right in front of Rose. That was so scary.
Can you believe it?
Overturned a table.
Do you remember he yeah. overturned the table?
That
he goes,
like,
you will not be defiant of me. And she goes, oh.
He also ran around with a gun trying to shoot
yeah.
people.
Oh,
but
yeah.
the table, though.
The table.
The and table the- feels like modern, like the most hilariously like modern judgment. You know when you hear about like relationships now and they're like, listen, I don't want to diminish this, but they're like, he was abusive. And you're like, oh, shit, what did he do? And you're like, he overturned a table. And you're like,
overturned.
I guess that could be abuse. I guess. Maybe I don't know it to the letter.
But yeah, I think it absolutely is abusive because it's like, look at how, like, it's like when somebody, like, punches the wall beside someone's head to
yeah.
say, like, look how hard I can punch. Just note how hard I can punch.
And yeah, that's what Mike Tyson did at all of his press conferences.
They also look like Billy Zane while doing it. And that's
yeah.
scary.
That would be intimidating. Billy Zane was a true hunk, and I loved him as a kid because of Demon Knight, the film. Do you remember that one?
Never seen
a
Demon
Tales
Knight.
From the Crypt. Do you remember the Tales from the Crypt? It's yeah. so funny to, because I feel like as a kid, you're just like, ah, is this scary? Like, I can't put my finger on what's weird about this, because it had a little like skeleton or like crypt keeper puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Like a kind of ghoul.
Yes.
A little like ventriloquist's ghoul.
Yeah.
From the of the Jeff Dunham variety.
But that wasn't a puppet, was it? That was a guy in a costume.
No,
wasn't it?
It was a tiny little puppet, I think.
The skeleton, like the crypt keeper?
It would have had to be like a preemie baby in order to fit into a costume that size. But the thing that was off-putting right? about it, and that is so clear now as an adult, is that he was only saying puns. That was his whole character.
Oh, I have to revisit it. That would make me want to run for the hills, that's for sure. I forget all about him, but I know his image well because I always like send his image in text messages like the morning after when I'm feeling like shit after a hangover, and I'm like, I literally am this guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I send a picture.
Yeah, that's your morning after pill.
Yeah.
Sorry, so Billy Zane was in an episode of that?
He was in a movie. They made a couple movies.
Oh yeah.
And there was one where Billy Zane played what you thought at first was some sort of like a good guy, a rogue, demon hunter, but then it turned out he was a demon.
Oh.
And it's really good.
He was a mummy.
Yeah. He's really funny.
Tales from the Crypt, Egyptian style.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mummy had the guy who looked like Billy Zane in it.
Is he not?
No.
Oh, that's not Billy Zane?
No.
Oh.
It's a different guy.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen the movie with a very young Nicole Kidman, a very young Sam Neill? And they are on a boat, like they have a boat. And
Dead
then
Fright?
Dead,
no.
Or Dead...
Dead Calm?
Dead Calm.
No.
Yes, and Billy Zane like boards their boat pretending to be like in distress on another ship. And like, it's kind of a bit of a Captain Phillips...
It honestly sounds a bit like Titanic. So love triangle on a boat?
I don't know if this would be a love triangle.
It was based on that.
Two guys and a woman? Yeah, that's a
love triangle.
That's a love triangle.
Automatic.
One of them's not fitting on that door.
Anytime I hang out with a couple, with my friends who are a couple, I'm like, uh-oh.
Love triangle.
We got a triangle going.
We got a Titanic here.
It's by virtue of geometry. Now, we are talking about things like, was Billy Zane in this or that movie? I'm trying to do a segue here.
Yeah.
Into our first correction.
Okay.
And we do welcome corrections from our listeners.
Okay.
So if this was just on the form where you can submit your questions for advice if you want.
Oh, no. What did we get wrong?
Well,
no.
It was a small thing, but an important thing.
Oh.
Better
in
not
our
have
first
been
episode,
me.
We credited the rap song Jump Around to Cypress Hill.
Uh-oh.
That was a definite oversight on my part. It must have just been a slip of the tongue, because I know who Jump Around was by. It was by House of Pain.
Oh, yeah, House of Pain.
Oh, yeah.
And as the listener pointed out, this is tantamount to Irish rapper Erasure. So we want to apologize not only to House of Pain and not only to the listeners, but also to all Irish rappers.
Sorry, House of Pain is from Ireland?
Well, they're like Irish American.
Really? What? Oh,
that's why they have like a shamrock as their logo.
Oh, I don't even know their logo.
I didn't know that.
Oh, House of Pain is great. You can hear them in every St. Patrick's Day parade.
The Mrs. Doubtfire soundtrack.
Well, yeah. That's why we were talking about it.
If you visit the Blarney Stone.
Because we were talking about Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
If you visit the Blarney Stone in Ireland, they play Jump Around.
Question for any germaphobes in the room. Would you kiss the Blarney Stone after everyone else's filthy lips
I
have been
on it? I keep thinking
like
the rain would wash away any germs,
yeah,
but maybe that's not.
I went to visit
the
it when
would
I was...
The rain would have to be boiling temperature to truly wash away the germs.
Yeah.
And I've never been to Ireland, so maybe it is.
Yeah, me too. I've never been.
I went to Ireland when I was a teenager, and we played Spin the Bottle at the Blarney Stone. And my friend had to tongue it, and then I had to fuck the Blarney Stone.
Whoa, what? That's cool.
I just want to let you know that is not normal Spin the Bottle rules, where you have to fuck.
Yeah,
that's
one person
like they
kisses
were...
another person, and then you fuck someone else?
Yeah, that's not typical, you know, standard Spin the Bottle rules.
That's modern Spin the Bottle
with a
phone.
Yeah.
You can do that with a phone app.
Is there a Spin the Bottle phone app?
That feels like online gambling, though, where you're like, this isn't like roulette. This is just some like online app telling me what thing the ball landed in.
Exactly. It's not real.
And also, some people are trying to get the bottle to land on a certain person. Probably.
Oh, I remember doing that.
Or maybe that was just me.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely did that. I tried so hard to get it to land on Justin Dunk.
Justin Dunk?
Yeah. There's a lot of dunks in Guelph.
This guy, that's not his real name.
Dunks?
It's his real name. Justin Dunk.
Wow.
Wow.
And they were all farmers, and his grandmother was my dad's teacher when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And my dad fucking hated this woman. She was such a meanie. And I had her as a supply teacher too. She was so scary and mean. Mm. So my dad was like, you like a dunk? Like, ugh, dunk suck.
Dunk? Dunk.
Dunk. Justin Dunk.
Was he a slam dunk?
He was, to me, the hottest thing going.
The hottest
then.
Dunk in?
He had these really broad, super sharp, broad shoulders.
Sharp?
Yeah, he, like, he, you know, like the... really broad shoulders in a really small waist. Like he was like an upside Whoa. Down triangle.
And a round thing in your face? Mm.
Yeah, did you get sprung? Justin Dunk was the hottest thing since aggressive layups where you hang on the rim for a bit. I remember really wanting to play Spin the Bottle, but feeling afraid. I was too nervous to play Spin the Bottle, and I was definitely too nervous for 7 minutes in Heaven.
Oh, yeah. I never did well,
we didn't really do that very much, really, 7 minutes.
It was like 7 seconds, because people would get too stressed.
Right. It's claustrophobic.
Yeah, and I would do Spin the Bottle, but I also had braces, so I was always so self-conscious. Like, I was like, someone was like, they're going to get locked on someone else's braces. And I was like, how does that? That can't happen, Kim.
I wonder if it could. If you had your elastics, did you have elastics?
Yeah.
Obviously, if you had your elastics in, it could.
Really cool.
Did you ever get Halloween too. Elastics yep. and then realize that the black
they
made
look
it look
so
like
ugly,
you have
yes.
food in your teeth all the
oh,
time?
Oh, yeah, but I meant like the elastics to align your yep. Overbite, like the long ones that go from here back to here.
Yeah, those were really bad.
Yeah, I had that. Those but yeah, gross. The Halloween colors were disgusting.
Why would anyone suggest we do that? It's just like asking to be bullied.
So ugly. Or I remember getting clear, but then by the end of the month,
yellow.
They'd be yellow. Yeah. They'd like oxidize. Oof, that was not a good look. Anyway, so thank you to this writer yep. who corrected us. That's helpful, and we welcome any other corrections, unless it's something that I got wrong. If you could just overlook anything that I personally, me, Jackie, got wrong, but anything else that like Mark gets wrong, you can write in about.
Yeah, and we want to apologize to all the Irish rappers out there, including MC Troubles. I'm trying to think of others.
MC Snake has a flute that gets the snakes going.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
MC Snake that has a flute that gets the snakes going.
You know who I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, St. Patrick.
St. Patrick.
MC St. Patrick.
Yeah.
St. Patrick.
MC Saint. Yeah, so apologies to all of you. And if you have a favorite Irish rapper that we haven't listed,
yeah.
please write in and let us know about your favorite Irish or Irish American or even Irish Canadian
mm-hmm.
rapper.
What about... He takes a whiskey drink, he takes a vodka drink, he takes a lager drink, he drinks a cider drink.
Are you talking about the anarchist collective
Chumbawamba?
Are they Irish?
I don't think they were
I don't
Irish.
Think, I think they're
Irish
British.
Vibe. Oh, British.
Yeah,
British.
But do you want to hear a really quick, funny anecdote about Chumbawamba?
Yeah.
Sure.
I volunteered at Hillside Festival for years, like from when I was like 15 years old till into my 20s. Music festival in Guelph, Ontario.
Jackie and I are Guelph based.
Yeah, we're Guelph based. And
I heard that the Hillside Festival was a hotbed of dunks.
No, dunks were not hippie enough to
no,
go to Hillside. Hillside's like a real hippie, like kind of folk. It started off as a folk music festival, like, you know, 40 years ago, and then mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So I would volunteer there every year so that I could get free camping and free seeing the shows, etc. I was doing like VIP talent volunteering 1 year, so I was backstage at the main stage doing like their craft services. And Chumbawamba was like headlining one of the nights.
The Hillside Festival?
Yeah, yeah, they got Chumbawamba. They had like big acts
That's
sometimes. Like
good.
Arcade Fire headlined it one of the last years that I did it. So Chumbawamba's back there. They've come back and they've got a new album. And backstage, I could hear their manager. I was like eavesdropping, and their manager was like, look, just don't worry. If they're requesting that stuff, don't just blow past it. They're going to love your new stuff. Don't worry about
they're
it. You're a new Chumbawamba.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No.
So they get on stage, and everybody wants Chub Thumping.
Of course.
Obviously. And like they're playing a few of their new songs, and everyone's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Chub Thumping, Chub Thumping. Chub Thumping, Chub Thumping, Chub Thumping. Like the whole crowd. And then they make announcements saying, look, we're not going to play that. We're new now. We're different. We're a new Chumbawamba. We got great new stuff for you. So please stop asking for Tub Thumbing. Tub Thumbing, Tub Thumbing.
Oh my God.
And then they're like, we're not going to play the fucking Tub Thumping. And then they're just like, then you just hear, boo.
Oh my God.
Boo.
They got booed.
And they got literally booed off the stage.
Really?
Yeah. Like, just play the
just
fucking
play
song.
It.
I only ever saw one musical artist booed off stage, and it was Eminem.
Oh my God!
Early in the late 90s, it was at Edge Fest or Warp Tour, actually the Punk Fest. He was for some reason there in Vancouver, and he got booed off stage because he wouldn't play Tub Thumping, and everyone was furious. People needed to hear it. At that point, Tum Thumping was everywhere, and everyone was just like, we just got to hear it from someone.
Somebody somewhere has to play it.
Someone thump a tub.
They thought Eminem was going to provide that for them.
A lot of people were bringing their own tubs around at that time.
Yeah. I could hear him doing it. Can you? Can anyone do an impression?
Tubs were really in back then.
how would Eminem do?
I'm thumping a tub. I'm dumping, I'm rubbed. I'm dumping, I'm rubbed.
And still people would be, yeah.
Bubble bath in the bubs.
Will the real Slim Shady please thump tubs?
Obviously, this is an advice podcast, Gwen. And before we get into giving advice, I just want to know, do you have any relationship with advice? Has anyone ever given you funny advice or bad advice or anything notable like that?
Yeah, I've had a few. The one that comes to mind first is my mom used to do this thing where if I ever had like an upset tummy as a kid, she'd be like, she'd give me like a huge glass of milk, which we now know is like the worst thing you could possibly do because milk is just, you're not really supposed to drink that much milk.
Right.
Like, you know, all this controversy about plant-based milks that's happening right
now.
Yeah. But
so you got a big pint of milk to cure your belly troubles.
I had a big
troubles.
Pint of milk and I'd always be like, ooh, my tummy hurts more. And she'd be like, well, keep drinking the milk. And, you know, to her credit, I think back then everyone drank milk to cure everything.
We did.
So, I mean, you know, I'm sure my grandmother gave that to her and her mother gave it to her. And it was just a long line of milk-based
milk guzzling unwell people.
We all know like the medical procedurals from our youth, the famous doctor voices ringing out saying, I need 20 cc's of milk stat.
Nurse, 20 cc's of 2% stat.
Yeah. Scalpel. Milk. What's the controversy around plant-based milks?
I don't know. I just heard about this yesterday, about how Aubrey Plaza made like a joke video about wood milk.
Oh,
wood milk?
No, but you can just make milk of anything.
New delicious wood milk. And she's like hugging a tree. And then like she makes like a thing of like really gooey, gross, like milk made out of wood chips.
And like pulp.
And drinks it. And then the plant-based community is coming for her saying she shouldn't
brother.
Be making jokes about plant-based milk because, you know, the earth is dying or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But like almond milk is, you know what, I drink almond milk.
Almond milk is bad,
it's
though.
It's so bad. Yeah, and like a lot of cafes, like progressive cafes I go into, look at me like I'm a piece of shit when I ask for almond milk because it's so water consuming.
They use a lot of water.
You got to go for oats now.
I know, but oats is not, I can't have oat. I can't have oat.
Okay. Mysterious oat.
You were gonna start out saying something more universal.
It it doesn't align with my corporate eating disorder, Weight Watchers. It's a lot of points on Weight Watchers.
Oh, carbs.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. But almond milk is like
though.
No points.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Oat milk is quite a lot. So if I have like and people are like, why are you on Weight Watchers? Well, I'm a sucker, maybe. I like the control. I like to be controlled by a corporate eating disorder app. Makes me feel safe to be
Weight
controlled.
Watchers has like their own wine, I think.
Now. They do. I'm sure it's shit.
And
I've never had
WW
it.
And it's like WW wine. And I was like, ooh, what's that? And then I looked at it and
you're
I was
like, oh,
Weight
fuck.
Watchers.
And I get the bread. I don't get the wine, but I get the bread.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Even the squirrels, when I put the butt ends out for the squirrels, they're like, oh, this again.
Wine and the bread from Weight Watchers. Oh, this sounds like the Thin Jesus diet. Hot, thin Jesus.
Like, you know what, honey, he couldn't get any thinner. He was he reached his summer weight for sure.
He has to walk on water, so he has to be very thin.
Oh, true, yeah.
You know when that one Roman centurion poked him in the ribs with a spear? He was actually going, look at how fucking hot he is. Look, he's got a fucking six pack.
Is he as hot as I think he is? I don't know, poke him.
Wait, is Jesus hot or skinny?
He was trying to
or
indicate,
both.
And then he poked him by accident. He went,
But wait, did this happen? I don't even know what a centurion is.
Well, I don't know if he was a centurion. It was
but
like
what
a Roman
is a
guard.
Centurion?
What does it stand
for?
Oh,
like
a
century.
Yeah, 100 guys.
Like a sentinel.
That's cool.
100 guys guarding a thing.
That's a good name.
But you remember that Jesus got poked in the ribs?
No, I didn't know that.
If you
that.
Look at like images of his crucifixion, it's always got like a
really
slice
spooky.
Wound.
Yeah.
I just thought someone was like, or like he got swatted by a cougar
you
or something.
Think it was a cat.
A cougar.
I just thought
well,
a little
he was exposed
king.
To the elements up there on that cross.
In the Middle East, way up high.
Sand cat.
A sand cat 10 feet in the air.
They can jump.
In the desert. A sand cat. I allowed sand cat to get past.
all those biblical paintings of Jesus getting swiped by a sand cat.
I just want all the listeners to look up a sand cat, how fucking cute they are. You will not even be able to breathe okay. how cute sand cats are.
Wow. I
didn't They're know so cute. They live in the real. Desert. Yeah. They You never see them. They're so elusive. They've evolved so amazingly to live in the desert. They don't need any water. They get all the hydration they need from like scorpions and critters.
Yeah.
They are so cute that it makes you sick.
They don't need they have any really... water. They're basically...
Oh my God, they are really cute.
They're
Google
basically
it right
the
now.
Opposite of almond milk.
They are. They absolutely are. And they for sure are not like, they don't agree with almond milk. Because they're like, look how much we're getting by without water.
Yeah.
I could go for some scorpion blood milk,
I guess.
I saw a
meme with a sand cat in it that said, I can has oat milk.
Oh, brother. You know what? Our listener base may not even understand what you said there.
This is a very special episode because instead of responding to listener questions to give advice, we are going to be asking the questions of each other. Mm-hmm. We'll see about this, but we have brought situations that we need advice on, and we're going to serve as advisors to
for
to
each other. It's, yeah. like a, it's like a round table, like a community, like right. an AA meeting kind of. Okay, great.
Yeah, it's like one of those actors round tables that you can watch on YouTube.
You're James
now.
Lipton.
Oh, I love him.
Welcome to the Actors Advice Roundtable.
Mm. So, Gwen, did you want to go first? Do you have anything you want advice on?
I have a few. Some of them are kind of like, whatever. But are we going like, you know, these are real questions, right?
Yeah, if you want.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ask as many as you want. And we'll advise as many as we like.
Yes.
So how do you guys drive on the highway?
Oh, no. Well, I can answer that right away by saying, I don't. I'm unlicensed.
I have my G2 and I'm terrified.
I remember when you were getting your, mm-hmm. you were going to class in Guelph.
Yeah.
And I was really, I admired that so much. But also I felt kind of, I don't know, left in the dust because we were one of the few that have, that yeah. didn't have our licenses.
Well, don't worry because I'm still kind of out there sort of like naked of in course. The cold looking at my driver's license going, please don't make me drive.
Gwen, I can tell you, I would not do it because I've said this with Elliot before because Elliot really wants me to get my license. He's sick mm-hmm. of driving my ass around. And I'm like, but I cannot do the 401. I'm too fucking terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I got my G1 having to do the 401 test, I was shitting a brick.
Yeah, it's so scary.
It's so scary. And people can't drive on that fucking thing.
No.
And Elliot said, look, you can just, if you allow yourself more time, you can just take the back roads. And the back roads to Guelph are really pretty.
They are pretty. They are very pretty.
So that's what I would do.
Like, what if I have to drive somewhere other than Guelph?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, like where? Name one other place.
But also, I would just take the 407 and I'd be broke. Like, I would take the 407 every day.
You'd be getting a lot of mail.
Money. There's a toll.
Yeah, I'd be paying that toll because literally that's all I could take. It's the only highway I could drive on.
There's a toll on that one.
Yeah, there's a toll.
No, we just thought we'd be spiritually broke by compromising
I'd be
our...
broken.
There's like a booth where you pay a toll.
Yeah.
And they collect it.
Well, that's not even that. They take a picture of your car and send it in the mail.
Phantom toll booth.
They won't let you through unless you pay it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't drive either. I used to very briefly in my teenage years. And I will say that it was always scary driving on the highway. And I think the most important thing about the highway is... you can't go as slow as you'd like to. To be cautious does not mean to go slow.
No.
Because if you go slow, that's actually super dangerous.
That's dangerous. Yes.
Especially when you are merging onto the highway. The scariest thing God ever created.
I hate
one of Hercules' big tasks.
I can't even
literally
imagine.
Literally thinking about it is making my blood pressure. I can feel my... I'm like, do I have to do it now?
Yeah.
Yes. It's so... frightening.
It was crazy watching the I can't remember who was in it. Was it The Rock who played Hercules in that movie?
But I after think it was he Billy like Zane.
It was Zane or Rock, one of the bald heroes of our current adulthood.
Uh-huh.
He after he slayed the lion of Ninia or whatever the fuck, he had to merge onto the highway
like,
to
so
Athens, and it was fucking, and he was sweating bullets, and
yeah, and all you see is a bunch of Trojan horses
in a chariot.
Yeah.
He had to merge in a chariot.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these Trojan horses zooming by at one horsepower.
There was an episode previously where I like didn't understand actually what the Trojan horse was, and I thought it was like literally a bunch of guys like in a horse costume. They were like, like, and then they were like, oh, a horse is here, and let him in the castle. And then they were like, ha! Like, and then you guys were like, you are fucked. That was not how it went.
A big wooden horse.
Yeah.
But wooden what you're horse. Describing
but there is
from...
sort of like an element of a trickery.
Yeah, there's trickery. I just thought it was so, I took it so literally.
It was like three kids in a trench coat. Yes.
What you're describing
trying
is...
Trying to see a movie.
Is basically from the Zucker's movie, Top Secret. I don't know if you saw that one. It's like they're... It's like they're the guys who made like Airplane and and like Loaded Weapon,
right?
And
but not Naked Naked
Hot
Gun
Shots and Naked Gun
Naked Weapon
and
Naked
and
Gun
made,
Weapon.
And then Top Secret was the one with Val Kilmer, and then at one point they do a Trojan Horse type thing, but they dress up as a cow. It's two guys in a cow costume, and then a bull fucks one of them in the ass.
Of course,
he fucks the Frenchman in the ass. And you're not gonna believe this, but the Frenchman makes some pretty wild faces. Crosses his eyes.
So wait,
this sounds
so
like
the guy,
Mark's version of Spin the Bottle.
It does. Yeah. So wait, the guy penetrated the costume and happened coincidentally to also penetrate the man inside.
Yeah,
so his butthole was aligned perfectly with the butthole of
there
the thing.
There must have been a butt flap.
There was, yes, what Jackie's saying is correct. His anus was aligned perfectly with the cow costume anus.
And they had to put it, for realistic sake, they had to put an anus in the cow costume. My dad took us to like all the Naked Guns in theaters.
Oh, I guess it would have been a cow vagina, but it's lined up with his anus.
Hey, you don't know what... You don't know that it...
You don't know.
Well, the bull was going for a cow.
It could be queer.
The bull was going for a cow.
Oh, sorry, right. A cow has to be a girl, right?
Yeah. Does it?
Yeah, I think a cow is a girl, and then the boy cow is the steer, the bull.
Which one's dairy and which one's...
Dairy's a girl.
Black and white?
Yeah.
But dairy is cows and bulls are semen.
Yeah, because I grew up near Gen
Core. I don't know what kind of milk you guys drink.
Do you know Gen Core on the outskirts of Guelph, towards Guelph Lake?
No.
Gen Core.
Oh, maybe.
It's like a big factory of like horse and cow insemination.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And it's really big on TikTok right now, Gen Core.
Yeah,
it's a lot of teens.
I gotta go thrifting because I'm like trying to get a whole new Gen Core wardrobe.
Yeah.
People who get the Rachel logo. Haircut is called Gen Core.
You are in your Crypt Keeper era.
You are. You're rising from the dead every 3 minutes.
I'm giving undead pun.
It's giving undead skeleton.
I would say take the back roads. I think that you can take back roads anywhere, truly. I think almost everywhere you can go, you can avoid the highway.
I'm okay with it. I'm going to do it, but I'm just telling you that I'm really scared too.
Could you practice on really like, I know it's never quiet, but like the quietest times, can you find that like in the middle of the night?
Highway? Maybe.
Yeah.
Although and then driving at night is apparently hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on your eyesight.
My eyesight's pretty... Actually, I have perfect eyesight.
Me too.
Do you?
Yeah, as far as I know. And I'm not checking. I don't check very frequently.
Oh.
I know it's like one of those things that you... It's like people are like, great. But yeah. I do actually have 20/20/20/20 vision. Which cool. is
20/20 times four?
Well, because it's 20/20 per eye.
Oh,
that's
right.
That's how they're supposed to see.
You know what they say? Sight is 20/20. Okay, and...
If you're lucky.
If you're really lucky.
If you're me.
That's great. So do you feel happy with the advice we've given you, Gwen?
Practice at night. I feel
happy about it. Practice at night. Don't drive too slow. And if I may say, here's the thing I'd add. Confidence.
Confidence is key.
You kind of have to fake it till you make it on the highway.
But I feel really comforted knowing that both of you also
are scared. Confidence and defensiveness and like, you know, anticipating everyone else's moves.
Yes. Well, most people when I tell them this are like, just do it. It's easy. It's nothing. And
that those
makes
people
it
are
worse.
Psycho. Those people are sick in the head.
Yeah. Jackie, do you need any advice on anything?
Well, it's I don't know about advice, but it's more of like a advise me on if you think I'm the asshole in this situation. It's kind of like the am I the asshole?
Okay.
In Reddit kind of thing. So, and I've got I have an enemy in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Oh.
And I don't make enemies with just anyone. Okay. So I've got to give you some background on this guy. He lives a few doors down. Most people in my neighborhood own their homes. A couple people rent. I rent.
Yeah.
And my neighbor, who's my good friend, before she owned, she bought privately from this person. She rented attached to my house. And she told me that this guy was always so fucking snobby to her. Like, they're like snobby to anyone who doesn't own in the neighborhood because they're not like contributing to the neighborhood or whatever. He's this property development real estate guy, and he found all these different properties around our neighborhood for all of his high school friends. So there's like five guys
Must
in the neighborhood
nice.
That all live around and all their kids play together. They exclude the other children. He's really rich. He drives this really expensive car. You always hear him talking on his Bluetooth when he's walking to and from his car. Buy, buy, buy. Sell, sell, sell. Like, he's just a fucking asshole.
Oh, I thought you were saying goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
No, he's just like always like, oh, I'm a big business guy around town. Oh, I got to go check out a property here. And like, you could always just hear him. And it's so unnecessary. He's just a dick. Anyway, so then I kept hearing him whenever he would park his car. And because they have more like two vehicles, so like they have a parking spot, but they also have to park on the street. And every time I hear him walking from his house car to his house, he uses our garbage bins to unload garbage out of his fucking car into my bins. And in our house, we have a downstairs tenant too. Like, there's a guy that lives in the basement apartment and us. So we share a small bin with two households, and it always gets filled up before garbage day. And so it's pissing me off that this guy thinks that my... Like, you have garbage cans right down the street.
Does he not have his own garbage?
He does have his own garbage. But he's such an elitist prick that he's like, well, I can just use these fucking losers' garbage can, right?
Wow.
And so I kept hearing our bin open and shut. And I'm on my deck, and you can't really see that I'm up there if you're, like, down using the bins, like, where the driveway is. I'm kind of, like, hidden. And I heard him do it one day, open and shut, and he's on his phone, and he fucking uses it. And then he goes to his car again and comes back. And I'm like, if he goes in that bin again, I'm going to be popping up. And so he did. And I popped my head up over the deck and I said, excuse me.
Be popping up.
Yeah, like a jack in the box. And I was like, excuse me, do you mind not using my bin for your car garbage? And then he goes, oh, well, it was just gum. Gum's okay, right? No, actually, arguably, it's fucking worse because it's sticking to the inside of the bin. So I said, well, because that doesn't take up much room. I said, well, it's just that we share those bins with the downstairs tenant. It fills up really quick. So I would prefer if you don't. And he was like, oh, okay. And he was so sarcastic. He was like, I promise I'll never use your bin ever again. And I was like, thank you. We're like two girls in the hallway at school. Like, okay, thanks so much. And now he's my fucking enemy. And I glare at him and he glares at me all the time. Wow. And he's just such a shit. And his kids are like, his kid has this voice that's like, and you can hear his kids coming from a mile away. And they're spoiled. And his dog is misbehaved. And I think that they had their nanny doing yard work. I swear I saw their kid's nanny doing yard work. Like, they're like making her into a landscaper, which I think is like way the fuck above her pay grade. And he's got this big mural painted on their laneway garage of all of the... Actually, I shouldn't say it because it's doxing him. But anyways, this really expensive mural painted of all the like Marvel Universe characters, like all like, which would have caught... Anyways, who's the asshole here? Surely I'm not the asshole. No. I'm the right one and he's the enemy, right?
Yeah. Obviously.
Am I the asshole where the idea that you're the asshole is so foreign to you.
Far-fetched.
Am I the asshole? I dare you to call me the asshole.
And like, oh, okay, sorry. Just some more background context on this guy. He had a bouncy castle one time in one of their friends' things. And didn't invite any of the other neighborhood kids. And the other neighborhood kids, like my neighbors who are really cute, Bill and Ted, were like...
What? Bill and Ted?
Yeah, and they were looking at the bouncy castle, like yearning for this bouncy castle. And they like didn't invite any of the other neighborhood kids to the bouncy castle.
Wow.
Well, I have a hot take on this.
Okay, please.
Hit it.
I'd love to know more about this man after I tell you my take. Mm-hmm. But I think he's into you. I think he's nagging you.
Yeah, that's how I flirt with girls, is I use their garbage bins for months and months and years sometimes. And then when they finally say something about it, I cut them down and then glare at them for more months.
I think he's trying to get your attention. Like, he's going,
he loves attention.
Another car garbage dump again. Like, how much car garbage?
I know, how much garbage do you have in your car?
I think he's putting garbage in his car to put in your garbage.
I know. He's unloading it from his own bin into the car.
And then his wife's like, you have more garbage to put in this girl's garbage bin? And he's like,
maybe they're fighting about it at home.
And then he's like waiting for you to pop up. He's like, I see you.
Praying for me to pop up from my squirrel restaurant.
And then that's why he's like, buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. I like, hope she right hears underneath. Me. Look how rich I am.
Mm-hmm. You know what? If that's the case, not my type.
What does he look like?
Now I'd be really doxing him.
Does he look hot?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Like, if now you had to, if he was a member of the Marvel Cinematic Universe,
does he think he's one of the Marvel?
He
superheroes?
Probably has delusions of Marvelhood. I don't even know Marvel people.
Is he like an older, fit man like an Iron Man?
No.
Or is he like a big green ghoul like a Hulk?
He's bald for sure.
If I had to choose between that in within that dichotomy, it's the latter.
Or is he a small, sassy Brooklynite raccoon?
That, more that. Okay. He's more that.
Oh, he doesn't look like a dunk.
He's the furthest, honey, he's the furthest thing from a dunk I could think of. What's the opposite of a dunk in basketball, Mark? Your dribble. He's a dribble.
He's a, yeah, maybe a turnover.
Yeah, he's a turnover.
He's turning tables.
Yeah, yeah. He's just such tables. A loudmouth. And then all of his friends around the neighborhood are all equally as snobby. There's a, like, oh, yeah. I could he's go on and weasel. On about this group. Yes, he is for
he's
sure
Weasley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
he's
I
so
think
Weasley.
He's going, oh, look at this strong girl. I want a piece of that.
Maybe.
Because I'm a little weasel.
They all they do gawk at me when I go to and fro from my house, but not in like a, in my, like thinking I'm hot way, like more like a, look at that fucking loser renter, low life.
I bet he misses the days where he was a renter and he had freedom.
Yeah, he probably hates all of his wealth.
He probably hates
also,
his whole family.
It probably doesn't help that our property, like Elliot's Ford Ranger that's parked in the driveway that all of their kids play near, has a bumper sticker with a frog on the back that says honk if you shit your pants.
What?
What?
Why is it a frog?
What is
it's
that?
The funniest bumper sticker on what the planet. I love it. It's a frog that's like looking like it's just this like cartoon of a frog that's kind of like a crazy looking frog, and then underneath it says honk if you shit your pants.
You're talking about a crazy looking frog. Are you talking
it's
about
not crazy,
crazy
frog. No, 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 no. It's not crazy frog. No.
Because that was one of his number one hits in the early 2000s. Honk if you shit your pants.
That honk if you shit your pants bumper sticker gets so much feedback. Sometimes people are so elated by it that they're like honking and waving and like smiling and laughing.
It seems
they
like
love it.
Hello. Hello.
I'm serious. We had a family following us, tailing us at Easter weekend coming home from Guelph that loved our honk if you shit your pants bumper sticker so much that they almost got in an accident.
Wait, it's your bumper sticker?
Yes, it's on Elliot's truck.
Yeah, but it's a swear in a neighborhood with children.
Oh, big deal. They can learn to grow up and hear the word shit. Who gives a shit? I grew up in a swearing household and I'm fine.
Wait, maybe you guys are like trash pigs of the neighborhood.
We are the trash pigs of the neighborhood, but at least I'm not using other people's bins and I keep my property quite clean as well.
Bins.
I keep my property really clean and like nice, and like I think our house looks nice.
Yeah,
you we go to Jackie and Elliot's, and there's just garbage hanging from the balcony.
No, I hate garbage.
You should actually like prank him. I think you should like put garbage all over his car or something.
Oh yeah,
fill maybe his I car should... with garbage, like fill it to the brim.
Should I? Or yeah. it's a Porsche. It's a Porsche SUV.
Put like a really fancy piece of paper that's like linen stamped with
okay.
like with like a like some sort of emblem on it that makes you look like you're like a really important like lawyer or something.
Yeah, okay.
And say like
like with one of those red wax
yeah,
like
with
seals?
A red wax seal okay. and say like and leave it under his windshield wiper and say like this is unacceptable behavior. Your trashy car has been taking up. I mean, say it more eloquently than
right.
this, so you sound like you're like a duke or something.
Yeah.
And say that, you know, he's in big, big shit.
For being a garbage
yeah.
user.
Yeah, but make him scared.
Oh.
Really, I didn't even really need a recourse or anything. I just want to know if I was the asshole.
I would say that I certainly wouldn't behave as you behaved.
You wouldn't say, don't use my bins?
For a teeny little bit, I'm a bin user. I'm a neighborhood bin user. I'll use anyone's bin.
I will never use anyone's bin as long as I live. I never do that.
Oh.
I always hang on to my garbage until I find a public garbage can.
Oh, I will bin it up.
That's private property.
I will walk into someone's backyard and use their bin. I will enter their home.
That is... But what if it's a bin... Okay, because I don't know. Maybe you're so privileged that you've never had to share a bin with other units, but when it gets too full and you can't fit your own fucking garbage in there and you have to wait for garbage
annoying.
Day, it's so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, when people say check your privilege, this is what they're talking
it
about.
It is.
Check single, your bins.
Single bin ownership
absolutely,
privilege.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he's got so much space because he backs into a laneway, which immediately makes his property value fucking soar.
Oh, yeah.
And he could have so many garbage bins in his garage. We don't have the space.
Oh my yeah. God, just buy him another bin and put it in his driveway.
Or order it from
oh.
the city.
Yeah. Order it from the city and leave it on
his
thing
address.
With a nice note that says, happy birthday. There's,
yeah, happy birthday, prick. Here's your new brand new bin for all of your precious gum.
Yeah.
You should get him his own bin on your property.
Yeah, I'd be like, for you.
No,
put his name on it and get
no
it labeled.
There's no room even in the driveway for that with the Ford Ranger.
Get a little bin and write on it gum. Like a mini bin that attaches to the top of your bin's lid.
There's another guy in my neighborhood that has a note taped to his green bin saying, don't put your dog's shit in the bin, in this bin.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or you should put a little frog sticker on his front door that says, honk if you shit your pants. If you put your shit on other people's shit.
The dog poo in other people's bin, that to me is an egregious infraction. Like, if I saw someone putting their shit in my fucking bin, I don't have a dog. Know why? Because I don't want to pick up something's shit from the sidewalk and carry it around in a bag. So don't put your shit in my bin so that when I open my bin, oh, by the way, I'm at bin height level. My nose is at the height of the bin. So when I'm putting garbage in there, I'm like it's disgusting. My teeth are in the bin.
I'm picturing like cartoon stink lines going into your nose.
They're not
like,
cartoon, they're real. And so if I'm opening that up and I get a waft of your dog's shit, like they're probably cheap fucking loser, low life, no name dog food. I'm pissed.
Here's what I need advice on.
Okay.
Should we sum up what Jackie's advice is?
No. Okay. The previous residents of my home were really good neighbors to their neighbors.
Uh-oh.
And we are not. Should we try harder to be good neighbors, or does it not matter? Should we just be ourselves, which is to say, kind of reclusive?
So that's what was my question. Yeah, what makes you a bad neighbor?
We're not like aggressive. We're not actively bad. But
Their bins, though, obviously.
I would use their bins in a heartbeat.
Okay.
We're just not very talkative. We certainly have not followed up on any of the many invitations to have some wine sometime.
Oh, okay.
But none of them have ever been like, hey, what are you doing this Saturday? Do you want to come over and have some wine?
Yeah, it's just kind of an open, vague invitation.
It's an open thing, but it's always coming from one direction. We've got another name, but when we moved in, the people clearly had a great relation. When they were showing us around, they clearly had a great relationship with our two neighbors. And the issue is that on either side, it's two parts of the same family. It's cousins.
Oh.
We're surrounded by families.
Oh, my God.
And one side is Ange, and he's really funny. Always demeans me a little bit. He puts down my masculinity a little bit.
Is he Angelo? He's flirts. Italian.
Yeah, he flirts with Carlin.
Oh, I thought he was with you.
And he always goes, you don't know how to fix a bike? You can just tune that up yourself. And I'll go, I don't know how to do it, Ange. I'm going to take it in. Oh, I'll do it for you. You know?
Oh.
And then he's always
going, he'll own something, a wine date.
Mm-hmm. With my girlfriend,
yeah.
And he's always,
an indecent proposal.
I'm not
he'll fix your bike for one night with Carlin.
Yeah. Instead of $1 million, he offers to fix my bike a service value of $60.
And yet he still takes her off in a helicopter.
Yeah.
And then she comes back and I go, was it good? Was he good? Did you have a good time with Angelo? But no, 100% of the time when we're talking, the conversation will turn to, and I'm not joking, it's 100% of the time, he'll go, oh, so where's that, where's Carlin at, it's not often you meet a beautiful woman who's as nice as she is.
So he's a woman hater.
A lot of good looking women out there, but to be nice too. And I'm always like,
I wonder why all these women aren't so nice to you.
Yeah.
You sound so fucking annoying.
Yeah. But anyway, so on one side it's Ange.
How old is he?
Ange's old. Older. He's like in his 60s.
Is he hot? Yeah, is he hot?
I need to know what people look like.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not hot by any means, but he's kind of he's like a tall, thin, bald man, kind of like a Matt, Matt Frewer, the Canadian actor, Max Headroom.
I love him. Matt Frewer.
Yeah, but like not a hot version of him. And an Italian version. And then on the other side is Gina, and she's nice, and George. They're cousins.
Oh yeah, Matt Frewer. I like him too.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh yes. Yeah, that's right, the neighbor. Or the
I always
friend.
Thought he was I had a crush on him when I was a kid.
Me too, as the neighbor.
Yeah,
me too.
Even though
so
I'm like, what?
That's so that's Canadian. The situation with Ange and Gina and them. And Ange is always in addition to being flirty with Carlin, he's also very helpful. He gives us gardening tips and he gives us beans and arugula and then also tomatoes and tips. And the best vegetable of all, tips.
Tips.
Advice.
Garlic. Oh, tips.
I'm sure he's got a lot of them. Well, you know what? Okay. It sounds like such a classic neighbor. They're nice. They're helpful. They're kind of irritating. Mm-hmm. Elliot is the same way as you. Like, Elliot, I don't mind. Like I'm like I said, I'm good friends with this girl next door with her two kids, and we're very close, and like we're, the houses are attached, so like yeah. we share a front stoop, and I love them. But Elliot is, and he Elliot loves him too, but I'm certainly closer. Elliot is very keeps to himself. Mm-hmm. When he moved to Canada, he was shocked at how people even hung out on their front porches because like in people the UK, yeah, people are only in their back gardens. Mm-hmm. People don't see each other's private lives and neighbors are not like that over there. So he was irritated by it. And he's just like keeps himself and head down, and he likes to come and go as he pleases without seeing anyone and et cetera. But I think it's a delicate balance that you have to strike here, where you might in the future have to suck it up and have, in the summer, don't even go inside. Make it like a very light kind of outside thing.
Yeah, outside, because then you can leave if you want.
You can leave. Mm. Yeah, you always have an out. Hey, let's have like a aperitif with Ange in the garden. Let's have an amaretto in the garden and talk about the plants. And then, oh, well, look, we've got plans. We got to go.
Yeah, we got to go. Always make plans after.
Yes. Yeah, have an out.
Or at least
but
say
you're
going
to have to
plans.
Eventually, because I think that like it's good. It's good vibe. I think it's like subconsciously it's good vibes to be on like good terms with your neighbors.
Well, and also the reason I ask this is not because I'm like, ugh, these neighbors. It's because when we first moved in and we did see the relationship between the previous tenants and these neighbors.
It's too close, maybe.
No, it was awesome.
Okay.
I was like envious of it. I was like, oh, it's fun. And they're kind of just ribbing each other. And it was just like friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do think about that. But then every time it comes time for like anytime one of the neighbors is, I dread going outside.
Right, yeah, right.
When they're out there, because I'm like, oh,
you
this
know
they're
it's
gonna,
an obligation.
They're going to strike up a conversation and it's going to be like cut to 20 minutes later and I'm still just dying to get away, and it never feels like a really like sharing conversation. It always feels kind of one-sided.
Well,
and I think that's
the
on me.
I hate about having to be really nice with your neighbors, because then you're like, oh, I'm gonna get stuck, and they're gonna be like, hey, and then you have to talk to them, and then they're always like, well, actually I know everything about their personal life. And
right,
like, I just don't like the idea that like my neighbors are kind of, I have upstairs and downstairs neighbors, and like, you know, they're always like sort of in your business.
Yeah, they can hear you.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, we have a backyard, but like I think because we have the backyard and they don't, and I think they're always just like, must be nice.
Yeah,
so like, I think they all secretly hate us. We also have the laundry and like they share it, but like it's on our floor, so like I think they're always just like, sorry, we're using your laundry again. Like it's always like this sort of tension.
Yes,
unspoken.
It's
tension.
A mini microcosm class system, right? Yeah. In like the one address. Yeah.
And like we always have rotating neighbors upstairs.
Okay.
And the same neighbor downstairs, like she's never left, and the ones upstairs. Well, I guess we've had a couple of neighbors.
A revolving door.
The upstairs are a revolving door always.
Do you ever get loud stompers?
Oh yes, we had loud stompers. We had like some.
Do you ever get tub thumpers?
We get tub thumpers, loud stompers. We like, honestly, I'm like that. Whoever lives up there, I'm like, I don't get to know them because I'm like, they're gonna be gone in a couple months.
Right. You don't even invest emotionally.
Yeah, I've had neighbors for years who I haven't gotten to know.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do like to live like that. My neighborhood is very not like that. It's very like everybody knows each other. Especially during the pandemic, they started doing this thing where at 7 p.m. they all gathered at a front lawn, and there's a three-piece band that played O Canada, and all the kids would go out.
Wow.
And Elliot was like...
Oh, yeah, it's a kid's favorite song.
When
the anthem.
But when Elliot learned about this custom when we were first moving in, like the landlords were like, oh yeah, and there's this thing that's been going on for a couple of years, started in the pandemic of this and that. I literally saw the color drain from Elliot's face the prospect of having to participate in this. And it was more for kids. So we didn't really we're really the only people on in the neighborhood that don't have kids. But anyway, Mark, I would say that it's, a hard line that you're towing. But you have to set boundaries too. Like if you're leaving the house and you see Angelo and he's ready to launch into it with you, you there's nothing wrong with saying, oh God, Ange, I'd love to do this, but I am so late. There's
still
nothing wrong with saying
do it
that.
For years.
Well, but I'm not really looking for like advice on how to avoid my neighbors.
Right.
I'm looking more for like.
But that's how you can be friendly and set boundaries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do you think you set boundaries? It's because Ange wants to fuck Carlin.
Yeah, that's a good boundary to set, that he's not allowed to fuck your girlfriend. That's a good one to set immediately.
You're right. If I'm gonna participate equally in these conversations, I gotta say what I think. I gotta be honest with him. So I gotta say, don't try to fuck Carlin anymore. I gotta say, thank you for the beans. Don't fuck my girlfriend. And third thing, let's have some wine.
There you go.
Yeah. Know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get some kind of those Cirque du Soleil stilts under some really long pants, a long, gorgeous, thick brunette wig, and I'm going to pose as Carlin to get my paws on some of those beans and that arugula. Oh, hey, Aunt. I gotta get some of that arugula.
Here's the thing, Ange is so nice and so neighborly that anyone on the street is welcome to his arugula and his beans.
And yet you won't give me some of them.
And his big tomatoes. No, I won't, because what I get is precious to me.
Okay, fine.
From Ange. I don't have, my cup doesn't run over with the beans he gives me. He's giving them all out. So you got to get your own little packet of beans from Ange.
Does he have a wife?
Or Ange does not have a wife, but he's got a girlfriend. But both neighbors on both sides live with their mothers. It's like Ange, his sister, and his brother, plus mom.
Wow.
And then on the other side, two cousins plus mom. But actually, I think Ange.
Full house.
Someone's mom. One of the moms passed.
Italian. Very Italian.
Yeah. Very Italian, yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, I hope that we helped you with your advice.
I don't remember anything about what you said.
I said that
you told me
don't use
a bin.
First of all, look, you can be as curmudgeonly and reclusive as you want, but if you're doing that and using your neighbor's bins, I feel like you should be stoned in the
we said you closest need to make parquet. A plan, and you need to have a plan post plan so you can get out of the plan.
That's right.
Yeah, just every once in a while. I'm talking like once a season, four times a year, have a glass of wine with the guy.
Once a season?
Fine. Biannual. Okay, fine. Once or twice every summer. Have a glass of wine with them.
Once a summer seems doable for me.
Yeah, just to keep the good vibes going. You never know when you're going to need your neighbors for something.
That's true.
Yeah.
Flour, sugar, eggs.
If I'm on my deathbed and I want to make sure Carlin ends up with a nice man.
Yeah.
Gwen, you may or may not know that we have a wide array of listeners, a big amount.
Of famous listeners.
Of famous, not only the peasants and peons who correct us and grind our gears and piss us off, but also famous A-list celebs who we respect more than our friends and neighbors. Uh-huh. And this one is no exception. They need advice too, and this guy, he's begging us. So, without further ado, dear Mark and Jackie, I used to have a great job as an editor for Microsoft Word documents. Anytime people would make a mistake, I would correct them, which gave me a sense of purpose and brought me much joy. It is hard to find a job when you, like me, are a cartoon paperclip. I have picked up odd jobs since then to make ends meet. I worked as a copy editor at Toronto's West End Phoenix newspaper. And I started an OnlyFans, where for $5 a month, I edited people's sexts, and for an additional $5 a month, I sucked myself off. Anyways, with the rise of ChatGPT, I'm worried I'm personally obsolete now. Should I kill myself? P.S. I have 3 kids. Signed, Clippy the Microsoft Paperclip.
Oh my God, that is harrowing.
I'm starstruck
and I'm so, it's like a real kind of Macaulay Culkin kind of downfall.
Yeah, it's a downfall.
OnlyFans?
Remember those big googly eyes, beautiful googly eyes?
Yeah, that big gorilla who corrected grammar on a different form was really the Kieran Culkin of the crew.
What's that one?
There was a gorilla one?
There's some purple gorilla who I think did a similar thing.
I was only a Microsoft kid.
If you spelled something wrong, he'd go, oh,
is that true?
He would fill up the whole screen.
No, that is not true.
Scream at you.
Oh my God.
You got filled up the whole screen.
No.
That is certainly not true.
That can't be true.
I just could see how pixelated it would be if you had to fill up the whole screen.
The Microsoft one, it would just kind of underline in red and he'd give you a little speech bubble. But the gorilla, he was trying to train you to be better at spelling and grammar.
So
if you spelled the wrong kind of there, for instance, like T-H-E-R-E, when you meant to do T-H-E-I-R, he'd go, and then you'd hear, get back.
Wait,
was someone
like there's
about
a safari guy with
someone's
a trank gun?
Shoot him?
Yeah, there was always an off-screen safari guy
like
with a trank gun.
If he wrote the wrong there, he would get sniped?
No, he would get tranked if he had tried to attack you.
So you're not responsible for his life?
Yeah.
You get tranquilized?
This is sick.
Yeah, the mixture of fear of the gorilla, the fear of the gorilla was mixed with a deep pity.
Don't tell Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
She has a gorilla sanctuary.
Oh, really?
Given to her by Portia de Rossi. Why do I know this?
Wow. Gorilla Sanctuary
sounds
like... I hope
that she gives them a little taste of what she's given her guests over the years, being a bitch, and then one of them snaps her in two and in the enclosure.
Yeah, I would love to see Ellen DeGeneres get snapped in two by a silverback.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't hate it. I think she's a bitch.
Yeah, I have it on good authority that she's a bitch. And she took a selfie at the Oscars, and I find that cringe.
It's cringe now looking back. Yeah, it's really cringe.
It was cringe at the time.
So for Clippy, I would say absolutely not. Okay, look, I know that mental illness is an insurmountable thing.
Yeah,
and
first
people
and
see
foremost,
no way out.
First and foremost, mental. Clippy.
Don't kill
Bell,
yourself.
Bell, let's help.
Kill yourself. First and foremost, Bell, let's talk.
Wait, Bell, let's talk.
Microsoft, let's.
Three kids, like, okay, when I, now three this is kids. This is so judgmental of me coming from a place where I don't have these problems, but like when I see that somebody's taken their own life and they have children, I just cannot compute that. It's just like so against all kind of Darwinian evolutionary species survival thing to like have kids and take your own life. And I know that that's not fair because mental illness is like, it's overrides all of that.
And let
on
me
top
just
of that,
say
imagine
this.
Imagine you were a paperclip.
Yeah, let and me just say this. Let me say that Darwinian is absolutely the right term to apply to a humanoid paperclip with big bug eyes and big shoes.
Am I wrong to say when you would spell something wrong, he would kind of be like a, like a,
or
uh-oh,
that's ICQ.
Do you need help?
Are you mixing up with ICQ?
Well, I know it's ICQ, but
wasn't right, but there's
it
a little
there
like,
was like a beep beep.
Probably.
Like a sort of like a dee dee.
Yeah,
like
there's probably
no,
a noise.
When you messed up, the paperclip went, okay.
okay.
So did you mean to spell it like that?
Like, sorry, just checking
sorry,
if
just
you
checking.
If that was something intentional.
Someone's
or...
not going to Harvard.
Yeah, it was actually voiced by David Spade. He was kind of like, that's an interesting way to spell it.
He was sarcastic?
Yeah, he was a sarcastic paperclip.
My immediate advice would be don't kill yourself. And also, hang in there because there is a resurgence of old tech coming back. We were discussing off camera earlier.
Yeah.
Blackberries, flip phones.
Yeah.
You could be like a TikTok meme if you play
it's
your cards
true.
Right.
Yeah. And I will just say this. If you're only charging $5 to suck yourself off, you are a famous former A-list paperclip copy editor that everyone knows. Like, you can charge much more than that to suck yourself off. And
absolutely.
There's other things you can do. Unfold your clip, fuck yourself, wrap it, jerk yourself, wrap it around your eyeballs, do some eye play.
So you're saying go full tilt into the OnlyFans because the possibilities are endless there for him.
I'm saying if you're already doing the OnlyFans, don't be charging $5 a fucking month to suck yourself off. You're a famous paperclip. Charge a good
dollar.
Yeah,
but don't forget he's also getting the benefit of being sucked off.
By himself.
I think Clippy is fucking obsolete and ChatGPT is fucking hot.
Uh-oh. So this isn't doing anything for his... So you're saying kill yourself.
I'm saying it's not worth it.
Hey, Microsoft Clippy paperclip, KYS. Bitch. I think Clippy...
Who are we? John Clippy... Legend's wife? Chrissy Teigen?
Chrissy Teigen.
Good one?
Yeah.
She told that girl famously over Twitter to kill herself.
Did she?
Yeah, she got canceled because of that.
That's why we're not hearing from the Teigen anymore?
She told, what's her name, from Love...
Love.
Girl that married that ancient freak.
Yes.
Okay, well, listen, let's wrap this up. Final advice for Clippy, the Microsoft paperclip. I like Jackie's advice, which is do not KYS.
No.
Wait it out because all old things become new again.
Yes.
And you like Crazy Frog, another star on OnlyFans these days.
Ew.
You're getting... What? You don't like the...
I don't think he's hot enough to have an OnlyFans. Crazy Frog?
Yeah. Crazy Frog's got something.
Not my type.
No.
Not my
type. Definitely
but
not.
you will get another kick at the can.
Yes.
Maybe give a call to like a Big Brother,
yes.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Celeb Big Brother.
Or like a Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
Get yourself out there. Get a better agent than whoever you have.
Yes.
And think about your children.
Yes.
Do think about your children.
Think of the children. Yours.
Yeah.
I'm just saying be aware of the new technologies coming out. And
yes.
Don't kid yourself if it doesn't work out.
That's
okay.
Advice from the other side of the table. Also good. It's realistic advice.
And listen, a lot of people, when they're done being in front of the camera, they go behind the camera. So maybe try
I
and,
think that's good.
Try
yeah,
and
why
get
don't
in,
write your own software?
Write your own stuff. Or start, you know, critics never create. So maybe start writing your own stuff and then we'll tell you if it's good or not.
Yeah. Yes. Critics do never create.
We can be his Clippy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Not so good after all, are ya?
Wow. Well said. So that's our advice for Clippy, and that's our advice for one another.
For the day, yeah, for one another. I love that. I love giving each other personalized advice. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Let's do that more often.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Gwyn, where can we find you online, Gwyn, to follow all of your things?
Oh, Instagram.
Perfect.
And that's pretty much it. I got rid of Twitter because... Let's be honest.
Because it's a wasteland.
It's a wasteland, and Elon Musk is evil.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So not Twitter.
I don't have Facebook either, but just Instagram.
Instagram,
really.
That's my jam.
Just want to say that that is not the official position of this podcast. We are a pro Musk podcast.
Hey, don't speak for me.
And we like, and we also love his daughter, AEIOX150 frickin' D.
Hey, Clippy, are you looking for a lady?
If I was his Clippy, I'd say, ever heard of maybe a lymphatic drainage massage? You're looking quite. Puffy.
I like
he's so puffy.
Clippy reading Elon Musk's name on her birth certificate would be like, okay, your guess is as good as mine.
Did you mean salmon?
Did you mean a frickin' real name? Did you mean Jessica? Let's get real here. What are we doing?
Yeah, that's where Clippy can have a resurgence.
On birth certificates.
Oh, yeah.
In the Musk
These
family.
These days,
birth certificate world.
Yeah.
Did you mean Madison?
Let's tell the listeners at home, too, that they can go on How You Can Help Podcast Instagram account. Go to our DMs, and you can send us a voice memo if you want some advice asked. We'll keep it anonymous, but you can send us a voice memo there.
Yeah, send us a voice memo or send us a written question. We are open to both. We have a Twitter. We have an Instagram. You can also follow us individually. Jackie just needed to stand up and look out the window.
Oh, she's popping up to see if the bins are getting
filled. Ride,
like
Ford
an indoor
Ranger.
Cat.
The Ford Ranger is here for me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's, her driver has arrived.
My driver's arrived. I have to go.
The town car is
Honk
here.
Honk if you shit your pants.
Honk if you shit your pants. Jackie's leaving.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
And
we
as
love
always,
you.
We sign off by saying, honk if you shit your pants.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!